That's our news. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas lashes out at House Republicans trying to impeach him over the unprecedented border crisis.
Mayorkas wrote a scathing 7-page letter to House Homeland Security Chairman Mark Green, the Republican from Tennessee, Tuesday morning, just hours before the GOP is set to move forward impeachment articles against him. The secretary wrote that he would not be swayed by, quote, politically motivated accusations and personal attack you have made against me. The House Homeland Security Committee is voting on two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas on Tuesday. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House will move forward as soon as possible with a vote. Edwin Mora, Washington.
President Biden says he's decided how to respond to a drone attack that killed U.S. soldiers in Jordan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told reporters he's made up his mind how to punish Iran-backed militias for the deadly weekend attack. He did not reveal what his plans are, but said, "I don't think we need a wider war in the Middle East." Mr. Biden said he holds Iran responsible in the sense that they're supplying the weapons to those who carried out the attacks. The president has been consulting with his national security team over the past few days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli forces disguised as civilian women and medical workers stormed a hospital in the occupied West Bank and killed three Palestinian militants. Tuesday's dramatic raid underscored how deadly violence has spilled into the territory from the war in Gaza. The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli forces opened fire inside the wards of Ibn Sina Hospital in the town of Jenin. A hospital spokesperson says there was no exchange of fire, indicating it was a targeted killing. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime produces a controversial cartoon.
It's set in hell, makes Satan a sympathetic figure, and includes a cascade of profanity and sexual content. Amazon says it's aimed at adults, of course, but family advocates point out the kids will be attracted to it because it's animated, and it won't be hard for them to access it on their parents' account. The show, dubbed Has-Been Hotel, has actually sparked backlash on social media, with a lot of Americans vowing to cancel their Amazon memberships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An independent commission reports at least 1,300 people working for the Protestant Church of Germany have committed sexual abuse, claiming at least 2,200 victims. The commission also says the actual number of perpetrators is probably much larger. Church officials first ordered the study in the year 2020 and financed it with 3.6 million euros. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted through a quiet day and held near their record heights following a mixed set of profit reports. The S&P 500 slumped 0.1% from its record. UPS slumped after forecasting weaker revenue for 2024 than analysts expected. General Motors jumped after its profits beat forecasts. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market following reports that showed the economy remained stronger than expected. The Federal Reserve began its latest policy meeting on interest rates. The Dow up 133 points to close at 38,467. The Nasdaq lost 118 to 15,509. The S&P 500 dropped 3 points to 49.24. New York oil rose $1.04 to $77.82 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.